Welcome to the West Elk Word. I'm Tony Todd. I'm here today with Marketa Zubkova, Cynthia Science. Did I say that right, Cynthia?
Yes.
Alfonso Morales and Maita Burton, and they're from Juntos de Gunnison, a local nonprofit dedicated to supporting immigrants in the Gunnison Valley by providing cultural and linguistically responsive connections. And we'll talk about what that means in just a few minutes. The word juntos in Spanish means together, is that right?
Yes.
Yes.
Got that right. Excellent. Everyone, Alfonso, Maita, Cynthia, and Marketa, welcome. Let's go around the room, the virtual room, today. And let's start with you, Cynthia. Tell us what your role is at Juntos.
I work with women. I help women to understand so many things from the United States. Sometimes that we come from Mexico, we have from Nayarit, we're from Colombia, and we don't know a lot of things that in the United States have. And I have like 20 years living here in Gunnison, and I support my women, I support my community, and I work in the GBH hospital. That's a way how I get connect with a lot of women. I can see the needs, what's going on, and I'm like, help them to navigate either in the hospital or either in the community.
Thanks. Let's go with you, Maita. What do you do?
Thank you, first of all, for having us here. And I do program coordinator. So it's I am more in the community. So I'm really involved with parents and youth. And this is the main concept that I have, is just connection, you know, and navigating in resources in the community. But basically, it's just always we wanted to get families and people together.
Okay. And Marketa?
I am working with a lot of the administrative needs of our community center. That's how we like to call Juntos, community center, not only for immigrants, but for the whole community. And also doing a lot of event coordination and helping people, as everyone else, to navigate the system. Try to provide support and learning what would be the best approach and way to do it for people who are going through some court proceedings, and helping them to fill out different paperwork they need to turn in as well, and addressing the needs, seeing people with their individual needs, questions, and trying to help them to understand the system.
Okay. And Alfonso, tell us what you do.
Okay, so I have two roles in Juntos. The first one is the project manager. My role as a project manager is coordinate and have the structure of different activities that we have, that those activities will be connected with our logic model. Those activities don't have to be connected with our results, with our objectives, with our goals. Organize the result that we have for the organization. And my second role is I'm the peer support coordinator program. Basically, we have a connection, one agreement with the school, the high school, to work with youth and families, helping with different situation that they could have in the school, working hard to the mental health. Some situations from youth, from students, only needs the support for the entire family. And it's important for us is that we that are coordinating in the high school in this moment. Those are the two roles that I have in Juntos.
Excellent. It sounds like listening to your different roles that you all play within the organization really ties into the overall, you talk about systemic support as one of the things that you do. And that's really it. But just hearing those terms, systemic support, doesn't really explain it until you hear exactly what that means. So helping people navigate the system, essentially, whether it's the schools or the hospitals or various court issues they might be facing, or just basic government stuff, paperwork, all of that kind of stuff is the system, in a sense, the system of living in the United States that's different from what they're used to.
Okay. For us, the most important is that we have the same linguistic experience, and we can have the same culture concept of how can we work with the community when we are talking about the community. In the school, it's important because we have to reach the same level with students to connect with them. When you are going to work with kids, with youth, and you say, I am the specialist, I am the peer support, I am in a different level than you, you can connect with the students. Mm-hmm. But if you are with them in their space, in classrooms, working with them in homeworks, and you can reach the same level, you can connect with them easily. So our foundation, our linguistic connection, cultural connection, allow us to work with the community, with this Hispanic community, is that when we navigate with them, it's just to show them, to explain them, to understand how the system works, different systems,
gotcha.
the call system, the school system, the social system, the culture here, is just explain them, just to understand, okay, this is a different system that we knew in our countries, but we have to navigate with different resources, with different organizations to understand what they have to do.
That makes perfect sense. And especially with kids, if you're talking about students trying to navigate within a school system, having to understand what they need to do the right things to get through all of that, you can't kind of be on your high horse trying to point at them and tell them, do this, do that. They have to understand from their level why, right?
Yeah, let me add more to that. You know, there are agencies, and I have been in the high school. I think this is important because a school gather the community, gather kids and gather parents. And I think it's a central agency where we can work more with family in a whole. And well, for immigrants, which is a word that you cannot pronounce here anymore.
Yeah. But newcomers. How about that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With newcomers, we have realized and noticed that they come to another world. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we are really sensitive to what are they feeling, what does it mean to be in a new classroom with another language where the parents, they don't know to navigate anything. So the way that we actually operate in Juntos is because each one of us are in different sectors, so we can ramificate efforts and spread resources, you know, help to starting with the kid and then following with the parents. So like this, like Alfonso was saying, we have been expertise by experience. Yeah, mm-hmm. Because we go to the level like the kid and they can feel the support, natural support right away. And at the point that the kids just come to us for help.
That's good. So they lose their fear pretty quickly and easily.
Mm-hmm.
And trust quickly.
Exactly. And we help them in the classroom, and then we extended the invitation to parents and be connected. We are connectors,
okay.
You know, between kids and parents. When it's something just as out that is, we can do it, or we're busy, or we have Marquera, we have Cynthia, we have Jasmine, they can support outside.
Okay.
Yeah?
Cynthia, you mentioned that you work specifically with women who I imagine many of them are the moms of these children, but women have their own unique issues. And I would imagine healthcare is one of those issues that you work to interface with. Can you tell us a little bit how you do that in your role, how you support women in their you with their unique needs?
Like example, we have a lot of women to come. They're pregnant. They don't know where to go. They come to the appointment and they refer them to me, like the bilingual patient navigator, help them to navigate the system of the health. And we start talking, and then when you start talking with the women, they start telling you so many things, because what I have seen, the trust, what my they says, it's like a big thing here. People need to trust. It's not the same thing like you're Mexican and you go with a woman who's Anglo and she don't know your culture, she don't know your needs. And it's very connection when I have a lady who's an immigrant. I was an immigrant 3 years ago, and I know what's the needs. You are afraid to go to the hospital, you're afraid to do some stuff. And the big thing, I'm an immigrant, I don't have an insurance. So that's where we work here in the hospital, help them patients to let them know that we have a lot of help here in the hospital, that's not going to be issue to not come to the hospital. That's what I do. Talk to the patient. They start talking about, I have this problem with this, and now like Maite and Alfonso says, we are the connection to send that. Oh, you know what? I have a legal problem. Oh, go with Marqueta. I have this in school. Oh, call Maite, call Alfonso. And that's how we build this connection, because I was an immigrant. I know how when you come to United States, you don't have the right person to go, or you don't trust the people to go. And that's what we start doing, helping navigate them, being here for them.
And do each of you work in those locations where you work the most? For example, Alfonso and Maita, do you work in the school or just with the school? I know, Cynthia, you look like you work at Gunnison Valley Health. You have a vest on. So you're actually over there at the hospital, right? And you guys are over at the school, right, Alfonso and Maita?
So we are at the school, but also I divide myself multiple hats.
Okay.
Half of school and half of human services.
Okay.
So I am part also with the multicultural services, which is this is the thing the same thing. Like everything is connected, you
Yeah.
know, with resources.
Hence the name, Juntos, right?
In my case,
Mm-hmm.
I am in the morning at school, between high school and middle school, until noon, and in the afternoon I'm here in Juntos, the office, because we have people that need different support. We have a navigation forum with different resources. For example, if somebody come to us because he needs help, she needs help with, for example, with to fill it up any form, we apply that application with different resources that we have here to try to cover different organizations that we working together. For example, we have if the family of if the people the person has kids, we ask for a SNAP, for different resources that we have in human service. We ask for different resources that we have in GBH. We ask for different resources that we have with the core support, and we try to coordinate in our expertise team the different needs that they could have.
Ah, okay. That's useful to have one
Yes.
place where you can go and get all that information rather than having to know every different organization
Yeah,
separately.
we are not planning to do the thing that the other organization do, just to navigate the people. Okay, if you need something, you have to go to this office or this organization. If you can connect with that, we can connect. We can be the bridge between the person and the resource, and is that we are doing.
If you are just joining us here on the West Elk Word, I'm Tony Todd, here with representatives from Juntos de Gunnison, an organization that supports immigrants in the Gunnison Valley. Marquetta, you mentioned that you help folks with legal issues who have court confusions about that. Can you give us some examples of how those work and how you help folks navigate the court system?
Yes, I would be started doing is to be present at the courthouse when they have the interpreter docket. So many of our Hispanic or not many, so our Hispanic people, that's their time to go to the courthouse. And I'm not an attorney, so I'm not providing any legal advice. Right. I just want to clarify that. But it's more about the navigation, because sometimes they leave their court proceedings, their court hearings, and they are supposed to fill out a form, or they need to go to different services or departments. So I am trying to help them and show them where to go and navigate this system. And it's, you know, something similar as Maite and Alfonso were sharing about their experience at schools, that you also, especially with the legal terminology, you have to lower the register. Because if I start explaining things and using all the legal terms, people wouldn't understand. There are different levels of education in our immigrant population. So I lower the register and try to explain in a simpler language some of the things. I just reinterpret some of the things that you know, they need to do so they understand. And one of the things that can be very confusing for people, it's understanding, oh, the immigration court and the criminal court or civil court. So I sometimes use some visuals to help them understand that, you know, they are different courts, but in a way they are connected. So consequences in one can lead to problems in the other one, and it's something complicated for people to understand. So I think that's what we are trying to do in Juntos, in our different roles, because we have the cultural competence and understanding, so we help people to navigate the system and connect with resources, but also we are involved in different entities. And many times we see through our work that, oh, you know, I would like to do more with this population. Let's say Cynthia with her women's group. And so through Juntos, she can lead a regular women's group, meet with okay. With women once a month. So with Juntos, we are trying to do what we are not able to do in our work.
When you mention all the complications with the legal system, I think that all of us could use somebody taking it down to register and explaining it to us in simpler language, even if our native language is English, because the legal system's really complex no matter what language you speak. So that's a really huge support there. And I can imagine that a women's group, those women probably have a lot of things in common that they ultimately end up sharing, right, Cynthia, that then you can answer their questions collectively, and that can be a big help as well. She's shaking her head, yes.
Yes.
This is for radio, so you have to talk.
Yeah, sometimes like women will feel like, I am the only one who's having this. But then when you sit and drink some cafecito, some coffee, and then we start talking, and then you can know there's more women struggling with the same things, so different things, and that make the connection with those women that you're not the only one. We are here. Juntos por Ganison is here to support those women that they don't have the trust to go and talk with somebody. Sometimes we are like therapists, helping them to see that they're not the only one having these problems.
Is Juntos a part of Department of Human Services, or is it a standalone nonprofit?
Maybe this is something that maybe we should start with, you know, how Juntos came up.
Okay, yeah.
We, like I said, we work in different organizations, and we are the people who are connected with the community members. We were working for several years with the same organizations. but we notice it that is more to do, right? And sometimes our title or job description in the entity that we're part of, we just have the barrier to do something else. So we got together, we asked somebody, can you trust on us to do this? Of course, because we have shown all the work during the years. And this is the thing that we're doing. We're doing whatever all those organizations, they don't have us, like let us to do it. Because there always is a gap. Cynthia has their connections. Marquera has their connections. Alfonso is supporting a lot with male, boys and men. So we're kind of covering everything a little bit at the time. And this is the reason why we're really busy. Because all of us will have something in common. It's the passion for the work we do and also the compassion, you know? So we are really working every like 24/7, really, because everything concerns to us because it's the community. And we have the skills, you know, and we have been really well known in the community. We got some respect to do all the work that we're doing.
I love that. We could say that Juntos puts the passion in compassion. How about that?
Yes, I love it.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit then, what are some ways that members of the community might be able to support you?
We are currently working with a fiscal sponsor, so we don't have our nonprofit status yet. And we are also wanting to clarify, we are independent. We are not connected to any government agencies or anyone else. We are independent, based locally in Gunnison, and we are hoping to become a nonprofit in next few months. And work with a fiscal sponsor means that we are basically operating as a nonprofit. So if someone donates us money, then it's a tax exempt donation, and people can donate us through our website. We have a donation link, and then automatically a tax exempt letter will be generated. Someone can donate us cash or check, and then we can provide also the tax exam letter. So that's how we operate. But people can also donate their time and come to our events and be part of our Juntos community. That's what we always like, to invite people so they can get to know us and the community we work with in a relaxed environment.
Tell us a little bit about those events, maybe one that's coming up. Do you have an event coming up soon?
We have been doing monthly chats in a kitchen, cooking and presenting a meal from a different culture. And we have a person from that country who will teach us how to make a meal. And together we are, you know, chopping, making pepas, tamales, empanadas, and then we eat it all together.
That sounds really fun, actually.
So yeah. So yeah. It's been a lot of fun, and we have a next one coming up on March 27th at 6 p.m. And this should be culture from Africa, from Cameroon, and will be learning how to make a meal from this country.
Oh, that's cool. Where do you have those? Where's the kitchen located?
It is in our space. We are renting a space from Gunnison Congregational Church. They have been wonderful, very supportive, and they have a great meeting area with kitchen.
Yeah.
And that's where we've been doing our chats in a kitchen.
Very good. How has the political climate of our current situation regarding that, how has that affected you in any way?
Well, you can say that it has a positive impact because it showed that the need, the huge need that our community has for this type of work and our community center. So we couldn't have better timing to be doing all this work because now the times are difficult. Yes, our newcomer, immigrant community, whatever you wanna call it, they are anxious and fearful what is going to happen, if something is going to happen to them, the families, will they be separated, the kids also, and I think Maite and Alfonso can talk more to that. So it is important for us to be there for those who are going through this, and many times just listen to them.
Yeah, is that one of the common fears that the kids have, Maita and Alfonso,
Well, you
that they
know,
ask
let
you
me
about?
tell you, we don't focus on that. We ignore it.
Okay.
It was at the beginning, you know, the environment was really taking effect on them, but it just slowed down and I just back normal.
Good.
There are a few people have been deported, but at the same time they are reaching out to us and we are helping them out. Kids are coming to school. Like I said, we try to focus on them showing life skills, moving forward, like they can move forward. But the thing that we are actually notice it, our kids are really resilient, amazing. Like, oh my gosh. And I'm so proud of them, and I can now like do the thing that they do, like coming to a new school and working with her head up, and they don't care whatever they say. They just come in and show up. It's wonderful.
Good for them.
I think we are here to reunion the community. It's not the immigrants and the Anglo white people. No, we are a community center for serve our community. And something that we are doing are having events. It's hard for us sometimes because we get exhausted. We did this event about Day of the Love and Friendship. We did this event of the International Women's Day, and we're gonna try to put every year those event. Can you imagine being an immigrant, seeing all those bad news in the TV and the radio, what's going on, being afraid? And I think doing those events, it can help them. In some way, you're gonna forget what's going on outside. And here we have a very, very beautiful community of Gunnison, and I just want to encourage our community to come and take a look. What is Juntos? What are we doing? Come to our events, support our community. We are not separate from our community. We want to be together, our community, helping, supporting. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to step up and say, you know what? I'm here to support our community. I'm here to support not just immigrant. I'm here to support everybody. That's what we need, faces out there so they can look and see, oh, they have this community center. We can go and do this and help do this and help do this. We are here to support, to help. And like me, like an immigrant, I'm here not to steal jobs. I'm here to support Gunnison.
Very well said. Maita, Alfonso, Marqueta, and Cynthia, muchas gracias. Thank you for coming and joining me today on the West Elk Word.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's it for this edition of the West Elk Word. You can listen to this or any edition of the program anytime. Go to kbut.org, click Programs, then West Elk Word. Thanks for listening. See you next time.